Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Another edition of DJV Health is on the air, and this time it focuses on the friendly accessibility to knowledge that we get from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. His clinic is Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. Every week he's here, and it seems that our time has been so devoted to COVID. I don't know that that's changing much. We've got a few other things on the docket today, including welcoming another new affiliate to the DJV Health Program, WKCT, which is at 9:30 a.m. In the Bowling Green area of Kentucky. Nice to have you on board. Every Saturday from 11 until noon, you can hear the conversation with Dr. Ken and me. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, probably no stranger to people down there. Ken is new, but you'll hear lots of important news and information and interpretations of things from the journals of medicine. Ken is a researcher in addition to being a cardiologist, so he's on top of all these things. So we welcome folks listening for the first time this week to Good Day Health on WKCT down in Bowling Green in that area. All right, so let's get to the first of many items that are a focus from the COVID, the whole business this past year, the excitement on vaccines. So now there's a pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Is this warranted? Is this something that, I mean, there were only a couple of cases where there were clots, so is this, what is, you know, you wonder again if everybody isn't overreacting. We have overreacted to the whole thing, as far as I'm concerned, but is this an overreaction, or is this prudent, Ken?
Well, let's dissect it, and welcome WKCT. So, we now have three vaccines. At least with last week's show, we had three vaccines available.
Yes, we did, yes.
Two by this brand new technology, the so-called mRNA technology, the Pfizer, the Moderna. And for full disclosure, I have had both Pfizer vaccine shots. I think about 14, 15 weeks ago, I had my second shot. And there was a third one that was available, no longer at the moment, the Johnson & Johnson made by traditional technology. And this week, there was just a pause. We didn't decide that we're going to get rid of it and never use it again. We didn't decide we're going to continue to use it. Just the CDC and the FDA decided, let's put a pause on administering the Johnson & Johnson because what was noted was a cluster of six patients, and they all had this rare blood clot called, it's a mouthful, cerebral venous sinus thrombosis. This is a blood clot.
That is a mouthful.
Cerebral in the brain, venous, that's the vein. You know, there's two-way traffic in the circulation. The arteries take it away from the heart. The veins bring it back. So this is in the vein. Sinus thrombosis. Thrombosis is a clot. Venous sinus is just an area of circulation vein in the brain. And this was seen in combination with low blood platelets. Platelets are the cells in the blood that are responsible for clotting. All these six cases occurred among women between the ages of 18 to 48. And all of these symptoms of clotting occurred about 16 to 13 days after being vaccinated. And if you put this in perspective, 7 million have received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and 6 out of 7 million have these clots. And fortunately, as of this moment, you know, you don't want any deaths, but only one of these people who had the clots has died. One is still in intensive care. So you have 1 in 7 million people who got the vaccine dying. And this created the FDA and the CDC to say, whoa, let's stop. Let's look. Let's see what the common threads are among these six women, if there are any. Let's see if there's any other cases out there. Let's see if the other vaccines have any cases, which have not been reported. And let's just put a pause and look at it. So they one day later, there was a big meeting, which has already occurred, to try to exchange information. There's really nothing new after that initial exchange, but just a desire to spend another few days looking at this, bringing in everything they can just to make sure that there's nothing there. I'm going to go out on a limb and predict that they probably will resume using this vaccine unless there's a surprise and there's some additional information that comes in and out that we don't know at the moment. If we started to use the criteria that there'd be less than 1 in 7 million deaths from administering a medical device or a product or drug, we would not be using have available as physicians so many of the common medications that we prescribe every day. Tylenol wouldn't be available. So many of the common things that all of us take. As a physician, every day, all day, I have to make decisions. Is the risk of prescribing this outweigh the risk of not taking this particular treatment? So is the benefit larger than the risk? What's the risk of doing it versus the risk of not doing it? These are decisions all doctors make all day. The risk of a clot of birth control pill is 1 in 250,000, much, much higher than the clotting risk here. Mm-hmm. The risk of dying from so many of the other things that we have to prescribe is higher here. But the benefits far outweigh the risks, and that's why we have these options available, and that's why we prescribe them.
All right. In a moment, I want to talk to you about my experience this week after it's been 3 weeks since I had my second Pfizer shot, the reaction to it, whether it was the right conclusion or not. I did have it checked up by a doctor, but I didn't call you. But I'm going to tell you the story, and you can weigh in on it. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. His telemedicine connections to the rest of the world are legion. So if you're interested in finding out, maybe you're like me, you're allergic to almost everything now, it seems. The pollen in the air, the dust in the room, the gluten in the food. But I don't have a peanut allergy, though. That's good. So what's the reason for all of this? You may not know, but you'd like to find out. Ken's got some time. Well, maybe he doesn't, but he'll make time for you. Call the office at 352-735-1400. I know he's a busy guy working 12, 14 hours a day in his clinic, but he's always got time, and that's one of the things people love about him, unless you're next in line waiting for your appointment. And then, well, okay, I don't want to wait so long. But Ken will really take his time, and that's what I love about him. Everything gets explained. 352-735-1400 for Ken at Lake Cardiology. Here's another thing for you to keep in mind. How do you handle a circumstance like having gained weight over the last year? It's what do they call it, to pandemic weight or whatever. It's something along that line. And then we have the winter weight that people always put on, a little extra around your midriff. Time to get rid of it. And if you've already started a program, that's good. Get it off, and then ask yourself, what's the plan to keep it off? If you don't have a plan to keep it off, then you need to go to toploss.com, check out Calitrin, which is the only guaranteed service. It's a force. It really is for good in terms of losing weight, keeping it off. Yeah, there's lots of ways of losing weight, but how do you keep it off? That's where Calitrin comes in. healthy, healthy, healthy. Weight loss, you'll get better sleep results. Take four of these capsules every night before you go to bed and call me in the morning. That's how this will work. Right now, the special spring sales are on. You can check them out at toploss.com, the website for Calitrim. Toploss.com. People say, you tell a different story every time. The people in advertising say, all you have to do is mention the name, what it does, give them how to get it, and that's it. So Calitrim is the way to lose weight and keep it off. It's all natural, available at toploss.com. Right now, the spring specials on buying and purchasing as many of these bottles as you can. Also, there's a 45-day guarantee, satisfaction guarantee. By that time, if you haven't started losing weight or you can't keep it off after using this for 45 days, get your money back. That's all at toploss.com. And the key to all of the great connections is to use the DJV code at checkout. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. So what do you do? What are you thinking? If you've had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, are you going to worry? Should people be worried? It didn't sound like you thought they ought to be concerned about it much at all, Ken.
Well, this is so rare that I think it's so unlikely that anybody will have this problem. But if you did recently receive the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, this is in the last 3 weeks, and if you experience any of these symptoms, this is just to be overly thorough and overly cautious. If you have any of these symptoms and you've received the Johnson & Johnson in the last 3 weeks, that is a severe headache, abdominal pain, leg pain, or shortness of breath, 3 weeks after getting the shot, you want to contact your health care provider and let your health care provider evaluate you just to make sure we're not dealing with this issue. And I doubt that we are, but it's just a matter of utter caution.
All right, so I had severe headaches this week. It's been 3 weeks since I had my second shot of Pfizer. I went to see a neurologist, and I'll tell you what he told me. I didn't even call you and tell you this. I'll tell you what he thinks is going on, if anything. And again, there are a lot of things that are going on. Maybe that are related, maybe aren't. We'll get to the bottom of that in a matter of moments. Now, as we continue with DJV Health.
T Kahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Doug Steffen with our weekly get-together on DJV Health. Focus on COVID. I had an experience this week, and I didn't call you. I usually do call you when I have something that's bothering me with my health, but I didn't this week. I just because I had an appointment already with that neurologist who decided I didn't have a TIA. I saw him a couple of months ago, and I'd had a follow-up visit with Seriscan to actually have my brain scanned and to have the results of that test in a discussion with him. But when I went into the office, that wasn't what was on my mind. What I had been experiencing over the prior two, 3 days, actually last 2 or 3 weeks, I've been having headaches. And you know, you know me in my medical history. If I have one headache a year, that's a lot over the course of my lifetime. So I've been getting them more frequently lately. And then after I had the shot, I was getting them more frequently even than that, than I had experienced over the last 3 or 4 months. So that was my first question for him. Is there a relationship because of all the J&J talk about, you know, people having swelling here and there, and is it going to swell my brain, and, you know, is it inflammation no matter where? We talked about it, and he did an examination of my head, and he put a couple, you know, pressed on a couple of places where the chiropractor also presses, and he says, does this hurt? Nope. Does that hurt? Nope. He says, that's not, there's nothing going on in your brain. The impact of the Pfizer has nothing to do with me getting headaches. Apparently there are some other things going on that are probably the reason for it, but it's not the vaccine, which was what my real question was. And so have you talked to anybody in your clinic in Florida that has had any reaction to either Pfizer or Moderna in terms of the same sorts of things that have been talked about with the Johnson & Johnson?
Well, let me just mention in you specifically, and then I'll answer the general question. In you specifically, it's as it is usually, it's in your history. As you point out, this increasing headache started before you got the vaccine. Isn't that what you just told us all?
Yes.
Okay, so that
but
is...
I didn't have it as frequently or as severely as I have had it this past week or so.
Okay, but you have a frequency of once a year, and this frequency started to increase in the timeline before you got the vaccine.
Yes.
Correct? Okay, that's what he told us. And that's what's key. And so you became more aware of it, and then it started to increase. So
well, maybe
I think
the power of suggestion.
Exactly.
Right?
I think this is what we call in medicine true unrelated. And it's so important to just recognize that the change in your frequency and intensity, although did not reach its worst, its peak, but it started before you got the vaccine, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, had it only started after you got the vaccine, then I'd be a little more suspicious, but I'm not suspicious at all because of the timeline you're describing. Now, in terms of, you asked me a question also in there, have I had with all my patients who've gotten Moderna and Pfizer, and many of them have, yes, I've had, the most common side effect is fatigue. About 50% of people will get fatigue with Moderna or Pfizer in the day after they get the shot. And occasionally it lasts for 2 days, but usually it's 1 day of fatigue the day after and it goes away. That's what happened with me with both shots. Okay. Yeah. Now, the next most common side effect is the headache, also usually for 1 day after, and then goes away with both shots. I did not have the headache. I had the fatigue with both, a little bit of chills, a little bit of muscle aches. Everything was gone by 2 days after the shot.
The power of persuasion, or the power of the news media, whatever it is. But, you know, I listen, I'm like everybody else. I can react to that sort of thing, and it doesn't make sense. So you've just explained it well. Dr. Ken, that's why he's here, because he explains things well, and we continue with his explanation of what's going on in research and things that are affecting you, especially when it comes to COVID, up next.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Shower arguments. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When you're really angry with someone, you can find yourself in your shower just arguing and arguing with that person in your mind. And of course, you tend to win arguments you fight by yourself, especially because the other person isn't even in the room with you or even aware that there's an argument happening, let alone countering what you're saying, which only fires you up more. That is, until you get out of the shower and realize that you are in your bathroom by yourself and you weren't actually arguing with anyone. Well, I call those shower arguments. And here's the thing. Of course you'll win your shower arguments. It's like playing chess by yourself. Of course you'll win, but of course you'll lose too. Be mindful of your self-talk and especially of your self-arguments. For help with your anger, my Real World Anger Management program is available now, exclusively on the Himalaya Learning Platform. Go to Himalaya.com/anger and enter promo code ANGER to get your first 14 days free.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The body cam footage of police shooting a 13-year-old boy in Chicago has been released. So far, protests in Chicago have been mostly peaceful. The attorney for Adam Toledo's family, Adina Weiss-Ortiz, said the 13-year-old dropped the gun when police told him to do so. Police footage showed both hands in the air.
If you're shooting an unarmed child with his hands in the air, it is an assassination.
Chicago's mayor said the city is awash with illegal guns. Several Democrats, including House Judiciary Committee's Jerry Nadler, have unveiled a proposal to expand the Supreme Court to 13 justices. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she doesn't support the proposal and has no plans to bring it to a vote. Republicans say the move is a power grab. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Defense attorneys in the criminal trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin rested without him taking the stand to defend himself against the charges that he unlawfully caused the death of George Floyd last year. Chauvin's attorneys said the former officer wouldn't be testifying and he would invoke his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. His defense rested after 1 day of presenting its case. Prosecutors on Tuesday wrapped up several days of testimony. On Friday, the judge and attorneys will make critical instructions to jurors. After returning to hear closing arguments on Monday, jurors will be sequestered for deliberations. The CDC says it's still investigating some reactions from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Agency advisors are pausing J&J vaccinations until they know if the vaccine is to blame for severe blood clots that have been reported in several cases. As far as people that have received the J&J vaccine, Dr. Ann Schuchat is the principal director of the CDC.
If you got the vaccine more than 3 weeks ago and you're feeling fine, you know, you really have an extremely low risk and don't need to be concerned. But if you got it more recently, keep an eye out for a severe headache that doesn't go away, bad stomach pain that doesn't go away, difficulty breathing, which is always a sign to let your doctor know or seek medical attention, and possibly swelling and pain in a leg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's keep going here, Ken, shall we? BJV Health, Doug Steffen, 34 after the hour, second half hour of our visit this week. So I've become immune to Dr. Fauci. I think he's been overexposed. I think he contradicts himself. I think he's very happy to be in the public limelight after all these years in the same job. But I think we've given him too much credence. So when he says something like we ought not to go to restaurants even if we've been vaccinated, nobody's going to pay any attention to him whatsoever. And I think that that's appropriate. I think that it's time for us to get out of our whatever we've been in and go back to as normal a life as we can, even though we do like the idea, you and I, of masks and distancing and all that stuff. But I think that Fauci has worn out his welcome. Yeah, well, I'm sure you probably don't necessarily think that.
Well, I'm going to diagnose in you what we call Fauci fatigue.
Yeah.
And yeah, just to comment real briefly about something from the last segment, having a reaction to the vaccine is actually a good thing because it tells us that our immune system is active and is working and was engaged. Yep. So don't fear that. It's actually a good thing. If you don't have any reaction, it doesn't mean that the vaccine won't work. It just means that we know it's working in those who have some reaction.
So those words of comfort coming from you mean a lot to people. I think that's one of the significant things about you and the way you talk to people and how it really needs to be that we calm folks down and not have them worry about stuff that's nonsense.
You know, many thousand, 30,000 with one of the vaccines, 40,000 with the other. In the trials, when we really kept close statistics, 50% had a reaction for a day after, 45% did not but still had an effect, and only 5% had no reaction and no benefit. So you still, even if you don't have any symptoms, you have a high likelihood that you're going to get your immune system engaged with all this. Okay, so Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci, who's been around a long time.
40-some years in the same job.
I was a medical student in the 1970s and 80s, and he was late 70s, early 80s, a medical student, and he was in the same position then. So Dr. Fauci is a very cautious gentleman. And remember with viruses, with the COVID-19 virus, it needs a human source to survive. It doesn't survive outside of a human source. And the reason why we use vaccines is to get rid of any human source where the virus can survive. This is herd immunity. And so what Dr. Fauci is saying is that he's not going to a restaurant until we're at herd immunity so that the virus has no home, because he's concerned about being in an enclosed space with a lot of people, not wearing a mask and talking loudly, and that's how the virus gets out into the air, by us exhaling it into the air. And he's concerned until we get to herd immunity that he's not going to go out to a restaurant. No, people not wearing masks, closed environment, a lot of people in a closed environment, not wearing masks and talking loudly, a restaurant. So that's his decision. I think we're all adults. I think all of us are going to have to make this decision for ourselves, because we're in a transition period. If anyone remembers polio, remember that as we were giving the vaccine, people were still getting polio. But today, I don't think we know of anyone, I hope, in America who has polio, because we've gotten to herd immunity and the polio virus has no home. So Dr. Fauci wants it for him. He's decided he's going to wait till we get to herd immunity before he, Dr. Fauci, is going to go out to a restaurant. And my prediction is, unless we have a new variant, we're on a race to get enough people vaccinated to get to herd immunity before a new variant occurs. I predict in six weeks, by early June, we're going to be at herd immunity, and even Dr. Fauci will be comfortable going to a restaurant.
Are you comfortable going to a restaurant now?
So what have I decided for my own self personally? Yeah. I think it's going to be 6 weeks, so I'm going to wait 6 weeks. It depends on the restaurant. I mean, if you were going to take me out, Doug, where there's just a few people and there's not in the local area a lot of incidents, and most of the people have been vaccinated, you know, you have to use your head about what you're going to do, where you are, what kind of restaurant, how many people are in there, is it how loudly are people talking, and those are the factors that I would use as we transition. And what I'm trying to say is this is a very temporary period in our lives, because I'm hoping that we get enough vaccine in all of us, because you're helping not only yourself, but you're helping everyone else when we do this together. And that there are no more new variants, and we get to herd immunity in the next 6 weeks. So this concern is gone, and this is only a very temporary transition period where we have to even think about this. And I'm hoping in 6 weeks we get our lives back and we can start living again.
One of the things that I find interesting, this is not a political program by any stretch of the imagination, but the headline read on one of the posts that I saw, Republicans fail. What was it? Let me find the exact headline. Republicans resist vaccine. And I find that an interesting, why would you point that out?
Let's not, because everything's become political, and let's not become everything. Let's keep us not political, because yeah. I think that is, you know, it's just fake news. That's all I can say.
All right, moving on. Don't forget, by the way, about we have no fake news here. It's all about the research that's been done by a lot of the medical journals that Ken looks into and interprets them for you as we continue to focus on the COVID. See if we can find out later on in this half hour during questions for Dr. Ken, we can get off of that wheel a little bit. One of the things that I am proud of is the podcast we do every week with Ken and the most recent DJV Health podcast at djvhealthshow.com. Is a focus on Dr. Fauci, hello, and his recommendations. We're talking a lot about telehealth lately, and we get into that. Also, a focus on the sexual performance of men who are recovering from COVID. What will they encounter? You can get the answer to that. We talk about the incidence of breast cancer in younger women, and the numbers are on the rise. That's kind of unsettling. But you can hear this and lots of other medical discussions every week. If you don't get the program or can't hear the whole thing, then you're reminded that we have a podcast at djvhealthshow.com with Dr. Ken. Get it there or wherever you get your podcasts. A reminder of the great things that come from the MyPillow folks. They have a product catalog that you can find. You can access it pretty easily, actually, at MyPillow.com. See the new bathrobes and save 30% with the DJV code. The down comforters, also, you'll save 30% with the DJV code. The pajamas they have, throw blankets that they have, all of the things. The new MyPillow focus is on slippers, the new My Slippers. They've developed them over the past couple of years. And what they have said at MyPillow, they want to ensure that they're the highest quality. And they've done that by making them, it's like a three-tier cushioning system that you should be aware of. It combines layers of MyPillow fill, the famous MyPillow fill. And then there's an impact gel in there. And there's a comfort memory foam, which absorbs the impact when you're walking or running, moving around fast. Yeah, you can use the slippers inside or outside, moccasin style or slip-on style, your choice and your choice of colors as well, and all sizes. They're all there at MyPillow.com. Get 40% off the new My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square where you can enter the promo code DJV and take it advantage of all the deep discounts on all of the MyPillow products that are there, the sheets, the pillows, the pillowcases, the towels. It's just a fabulous place to shop for everything you need in your bedroom experience or your bathroom experience. Check it all out. When you do check out, make sure you use the DJV code for all of the big discounts. That's MyPillow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Yesterday, we told you about Population One, a new video game that works kind of like Fortnite, where the goal is to be the last person standing. But the cool thing about Population One is that this game happens entirely in VR, or virtual reality. We asked Gabe Brown, co-founder of Big Box VR and makers of Population One, about the gameplay.
Yeah, so Population One is a battle royale set in virtual reality. The magic of this is that you can climb anything in the world, so you're playing on a 1 kilometer map, so it's a humongous map. Anything you can see, you can climb. You can also fly off of tall structures, and you can also build using these tiles that allow you to make makeshift cover if you're getting shot at, or you can build a little sky elevator. And so a lot of the elements that you expect out of a battle royale with 18 players together in a server together.
Check it out at PopulationOneVR.com. That's PopulationOneVR.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture a DQ chicken and biscuits basket. All white meat chicken strips nestled next to crispy golden fries. And 7 mini biscuits. Fluffy, flaky mini biscuits that you can dunk in a side of warm pepper gravy. Then you leave the drive-thru and your favorite song comes on the radio. And all the streetlights turn green. This mini win calls for a mini celebration with the DQ chicken and biscuits basket. Or get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Our focus continues on COVID. It appears, according to one of the journals, Ken, that if you don't exercise enough, it may increase your risk for the COVID getting it or having a worse time with it, which or both.
All of the above. Isn't it ironic that one of the things that was early done was to close all the gyms? This comes out of the British Journal of Sports Medicine just this week. And their conclusion, good study, is that lack of physical activity may increase a person's risk for more severe COVID-19. This is the type of COVID-19 that unfortunately kills you or gets you into the hospital, as well as death from the disease. So both of the questions you brought up. So people with the virus who exercise little during the 2 years before becoming infected are about twice as likely to be admitted to the hospital as those who don't. So this is really amazing, and it's kind of what we're seeing, that people who are just in generally good health do much better with COVID-19. And here's just another good reason, my favorite drug, exercise. And if you haven't been in an exercise program in a while, just talk to your doctor before starting it. But if you've been in one, just keep on going. I go to the gym. I've been vaccinated, but since the gyms reopened here in Florida in March of 2020, they closed until about June, and I was out. I put on 10 pounds during those 3 months, and about 7 of them are gone. But and ever since they reopened, very cautiously, we have used them, and I have not seen them, when people follow the rules, cause a problem.
Exercise and Calitrin, man. It's the best way to lose the weight and to keep it off. All right, let's talk about Regeneron, the antibody drug. What does that do for COVID? Apparently, that's been studied.
Okay, big picture. You have to think in terms of vaccinations, which you want to rev up your own immune system to make specific antibody against the virus when you're exposed to the virus, versus therapeutics, when we actually can give you the antibody quickly that your immune system will make if you've been vaccinated. These monoclonal antibody therapeutics, where we give you the actual antibody that can kill the virus. This is the drug that saved President Trump's life, I believe, and many doctors do. Regeneron will ask the FDA to expand its emergency use authorization for its antibody drug to be used as a preventive treatment against COVID-19. According to the drug maker Regeneron, late-stage clinical trials show that the Reg-COV antibody treatment is 72% effective in protecting household contacts from exposure to symptomatic COVID-19 in the first week, and 93% effective in the following weeks.
Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken. May have a few COVID questions. In general, there are other things going on in the world of medicine. Even though we don't think there are, there are. So we'll get to some of the answers to some of the questions from you to Dr. Ken in a matter of moments.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
For Dr. Ken. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Remember, you can reach out to him and connect with him, get answers to your questions at 352-735-1400. All right, so the first question has to do with what happens when you have had COVID. There are some people who are saying that I still feel badly. There are some common lingering symptoms after you've had a COVID attack. What are they? What should people expect?
Let's talk about long haulers syndrome, this has been called, and the treatment, the monoclonal antibody treatment, is effective against the variants so far. That's really good information. But there's this long haulers where you just continue to have some symptoms long after the time period you think you should have gotten all better. Here are the symptoms. Loss of smell, loss of taste, shortness of breath, and fatigue are the four most common symptoms that people report, Doug, 8 months after a mild case of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Approximately 1 in 10 people experience at least one moderate to severe symptom that negatively affect the quality of their life. So this is lingering symptoms in this study that appeared in the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. We know that in probably about 25% of people go into the hospital with severe COVID-19, they have lingering symptoms. But the news this week is that about 10% of people who have mild symptoms, almost minimal symptoms, you know, they think this is nothing, actually 1 in 10 of those have symptoms, loss of smell, loss of taste, shortness of breath, and or fatigue, at least one of them, up to 8 months after their mild case of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And even if you're young, previously healthy, a mild COVID-19 infection may result in long-term consequences. This was the conclusion of the report published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. This is just another reason to think about vaccinating, why I'm more concerned about the virus than I am the vaccine. Because a lot of people, young, healthy, getting mild disease, just thought, oh, this is nothing, we'll get over it. But now we learn that long haul is occurring 1 in 10 in people with mild, otherwise healthy, thinking this is a minimal illness. This virus is unlike any other respiratory virus we've ever seen. It's unpredictable. It's not friendly. We got to get rid of it. Get vaccinated unless there's a reason. Talk to your doctor if you have any concern about it. I just tell you, I got mine. My daughter got hers this week, her first shot.
All right. Next up in the question board, the question, you're a cardiologist, so what's this deal with widely used blood pressure medicines and they're raising the risk of skin cancer? That seems like kind of a strange combination.
Right. This comes out of the Canadian Medical Association Journal this week that most people are familiar with common sun protection advice, Doug, at least down here in Florida we all are,
yeah.
From wearing and reapplying sunscreen to putting on a hat. But this new study finds that for people who take thiazide diuretic blood pressure medications, this is just one type of the many different classes or families of medications that we have to choose from to treat people with high blood pressure. This is a diuretic. It's a specific type of diuretic called a thiazide diuretic. HCTZ, hydrochlorothiazide, is the most common one. And the advice about protecting yourself from the sun becomes even more critical because thiazide diuretic blood pressure medication can increase your sensitivity to the sun's harmful ultraviolet rays.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's a word to the wise. You know, I've got a few seconds left here. Somebody wanted to know why the number of people who have overdosed has increased during the pandemic. Why would people be going back to opioids?
Well, multiple reasons, but certainly depression, stress, anxiety is super high right now because of the pandemic, and the mental health profession right now is so overly busy right now, and this would be my first reason to think about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's lots to think about. Exercise, getting through. A lot of people are concerned about not having, they don't have the energy they used to. Maybe it's something you create on your own. Think about it that way. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.